This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K, back with us today. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You feeling better?
I am, yeah.
Good. Glad to have you back.
The family's still not better.
Oh, really? The family's still out of it?
Yeah. I was like, all right, see ya.
I feel better. I'm out. We have a lot of pent-up cowboy cheering to do.
So. Oh, hush.
Is it rude to do it like the day after the day after?
Yeah, I think so.
Four years, George.
For the next four years. That's right. Mo pointed that out yesterday. So we have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also, Mo Knows Country. Chance to take $100 off Mo. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. Here are the top three things that are trending this morning in Texas.
Number three.
Another day, another SpaceX test flight. And yesterday, the most powerful launch vehicle ever built. 400 foot tall. I'm trying to think of what could be 400 foot tall. Like, that's really tall. They had planned an attempt to steer that booster, that big boy, back into the arms of the launch tower, but decided to abandon that catch attempt. Brownsville, shout out. Pop in there in Brownsville.
You know what? Brownsville's like the new Space Coast. I mean, it really is. They're like over the next like 10 days, they're doing like five more launches of rockets from down there or whatever. So Brownsville's popping.
Number two.
I saw the headline, but I didn't really know the situation about the Bible vote here in Texas.
What's that mean?
So I guess the Texas State Board of Education took a preliminary vote on adding biblical lessons that would come to public elementary schools. And this has been going on back and forth, hearing both sides, and the vote yesterday was in favor of it. The final vote is expected later this week. Basically, school districts are not required to use this new curriculum, but they do get incentivized per student if state funding if they do choose to use it.
Whoa.
So it's very controversial.
So wait a minute. They're voting on whether they're going to vote or not? So
I don't know why like preliminary. Let's just see how it goes.
Let's try this once and see what happens.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Today's the day we've been waiting for in the weather department. A cold front from Canada arrived overnight. A bit of a chill, but I was prepared for, like, drama. And it just wasn't there.
No, it felt like drama. It did. When I walked outside, I'm like,
Eric, you might want to check your fever. Because it was not there. Temperatures will start off in the mid-50s, which is the same as yesterday. Like, nothing. Yeah. But the kicker that I'm seeing is it's not going to climb. The highs are not going to be there today. Okay. So we're only going to reach upper 60s. Okay, 69. But still, Houston has not recorded highs in the 60s since the end of March. So
I'm kind of like
tomorrow, 40s and 30s in the morning.
I walked out this morning expecting it to be a lot more dramatic than it was.
So the difference is I didn't leave the house yesterday.
There you go.
I was safe.
Fair.
That's the whole difference right there. That's what's trending in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Okay. My name is Brittany. I'm from Southeast Houston. And my good story is I had two consecutive miscarriages back in 2016.
Aww.
But today I am celebrating my rainbow baby's sixth birthday.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. That's awesome. That's awesome.
He's actually a double rainbow because I did have two consecutive losses, but he turned six today.
Wow.
Oh, he's my pride and joy, and I've since added two bonus babies and a 10-month-old.
My gosh!
Yes, my husband and I have our hands full.
Wow, give them all shout-outs.
Smiley and Brylan, Asher the birthday boy, and Kennedy Price.
Oh, my.
Mo has two, and she's like, oh, my gosh.
You're crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's a house full.
That is wonderful, though. That is good news, and we celebrate with you.
Thank you.
So for this good news story this morning, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Asher, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate in this world.
And I listen every morning while I drop all of them off at school and daycare.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
Eric's back from being out sick. How does his day involve a unicorn and a one-upper? Well, we're going to let him explain all of that. That's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the new Thomas Rhett here on Houston's number one for country 100.3, The Bull, where it's beautiful this morning, but not as chilly as we thought it was going to be. It's only, 54 right now outside, Bo?
I don't know.
Oh, you haven't looked?
Okay. We're inside.
No.
54. So it's only in the 50s today. I thought it was going to be in the 40s. But anyway, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Eric with a K was out yesterday, a little under the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't leave the house yesterday, so today for me was cold when I walked outside, because I couldn't compare it to yesterday.
Oh, I was going to say, because you broke your fever.
Well, that actually did break. Mm-hmm. That broke yesterday. Good. But so we've got, my whole family has this stomach thing.
Mm-hmm. It's going around, right?
That's what I hear, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, and my daughter described it well, this is the way we talk in my house, because she's a real lady, you know. She goes, Dad, it feels like I have to fart and poop and burp all at the same time. I go, yes, honey, that's exactly the way it feels.
Really?
That's the same way I feel.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It was pretty adorable, though, because I'm sitting there in bed, and mm-hmm. I'm on my laptop just doing some work, and she walks in her little unicorn onesie. And it's rainbow colored. It's very fluffy. It's got mm-hmm. like a hood on it. It's got uh-huh. the horns sticking out. She says, Daddy, can I do my homework next to you? And she just crawls up in the bed with me. And I'm on my laptop. She's on her laptop. And we're both just working together. And I was like, I'm so glad that I took today off.
Yeah.
Because I got to have this special moment that I'll always
Sweet.
Remember.
Of
yeah. my little girl in her little onesie.
And your wife is happy you took the day off because she's not alone with two kids that are sick.
Exactly.
So you win. It's a win-win for you there. So.
But then the other thing that happened is while I'm sitting there mm-hmm. having my cute little moment with my daughter, right?
She threw up?
No. No. My daughter, actually, she's fine.
Oh,
but
the
school nurse, because she did get ill, mm-hmm. said you can't come back to school for another 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah.
So
yeah.
she was fine yesterday, running mm-hmm. around the house being happy as a clam. But then while I'm sitting there having my special moment, my wife walks in and she goes, you're not going to believe this. My stomach is killing me.
Oh, no!
And so over the course of the day, she started getting worse and worse. And I go, no, you don't get to be sick.
Yeah. That's right.
I am the sick one. And yeah. she said, on top of that, by the way, mm-hmm. the thing that happens to ladies, you know, Mo.
I don't know which one that is.
Once a month?
Oh, yes.
That also happened day.
Yesterday?
So now you need to take care of me.
Yeah,
so I had
check
to get
her into a hotel. Seriously.
I had to get off my butt and become the nurse for the whole house. It was awful.
And now you know more about Eric's household.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure your wife is thrilled that you talked about all of that.
I was going to say, I'm sure Kylie's very happy with you.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
What's the place you visit just to keep your spouse happy? Like men. Maybe you're spending time at, I don't know, Home Goods?
Sephora?
Ah! Where do you spend time just to keep your relationship intact? 713-881-5500 or 713-881-5500.
Where do you go along, or what do you go along with to get along? That's a question this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. I went to Craft Text. Sacrificed my life. By the way, I just showed Eric the website mm-hmm. For Craft Text.
Horrified.
No, yeah. I will never go there.
It physically sucks the testosterone out of your body.
Oh, you my goodness. Remember when Christmas used to be about, like, the baby Jesus coming to save all of our lives and humbling himself before all of humanity?
My wife loves it there, and I went along with her, sacrificed it along with her. So we're talking about where do you go along just to get along with your spouse? And, Mo, you said you don't do any of that.
I only do what I want, George.
Of course you do. There's something that you
do. I know, we were trying
to
think of something during the last song, and we said maybe Astros games.
Yeah.
Because I don't like baseball, but I go, and now I love, like, eating, drinking, being away from my kids, and, like, the cute outfits I get to wear. So I do find some enjoyment.
Text messages this morning. David said deer stand or deer hunting.
Okay.
Going
okay.
out deer hunting.
Like that.
Someplace his wife goes along mm-hmm. just to get along. It's not her favorite thing to do, though. So we want to know. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Rebecca's in the Woodlands. Hey, Rebecca, what do you do? What do you go along with just to get along with your spouse?
So it kind of has a stipulation to it. My fiance loves going out for drives and just going for drives. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a destination in mind.
What?
Which usually ends up with us sitting in a parking lot trying to figure out what to do.
Wait, you just go out driving?
My
like,
dad does
nowhere
that.
To go, just go out for a drive?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if he has a destination in mind, I don't mind at all. But it's those times where he's like, go the flow type of guy, and I'm like, okay, well, if we're going somewhere, I have to have a, where are we going?
A purpose.
Like so your boyfriend's 72 years old, right?
That's fair.
Dad.
My dad just drives. He's got nothing else to do.
Does he love jingling coins in his pocket and giving people butterscotch candies?
No, Eric, he has one of those little change purses that you squeeze the sides
sure.
of.
Open
door.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Coming up. It's jury duty. We debate a topic. You have to solve it. It's coming up next.
It's time for jury duty. We're just out here doing God's work. That's the way I look at it. Today on jury duty, the question, Mo, is this.
Are you violating the spirit of Christmas by asking for cash?
So are you violating the spirit of Christmas if you ask for cash? Well, let's ask the person who's asking for cash for Christmas.
It's
Eric
me.
With a K.
It's me. I'm asking for cash.
Hello.
Listen, there are things that I want, and my parents always go all out for Christmas.
Okay.
And there's things that I want that they just can't buy at a store.
Mm-hmm.
I need to buy them.
Uh-huh.
But I need cash to do it. So the only thing on my list is money. I need cash money to go buy these various things. And I would put it on a list if I could, but my wife told me that I'm being very selfish, that my parents get great joy out of going to the stores.
Yes, being
out of,
thoughtful.
Yes, getting on Amazon,
Why
getting
things
I like. Why
can't you just get a gift receipt and return the things?
What?
Because that's a pain in the butt. I'm with Eric on that
one. Wait, you want me to receive gifts that I don't
want? That your parents actually thoughtfully got for you. You're going to accept them graciously because that's the point of giving.
And then return them?
When you listen to yourself back later this afternoon, you're going to all you said was, I need this. Give me money because I need this.
Yes.
That's not the point of Christmas.
What is the point of Christmas?
Because the wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus. Not because he had an Amazon wish list and he wanted gift cards. What? Because they were thoughtful in bringing gifts.
So yeah, your kids don't have a wish list?
They have a wish list, but I'm not requiring anyone to buy them anything. I am guiding.
Yes, I am guiding by putting nothing else on my list. Money.
I kind of with Eric all of a sudden now.
Because you're lazy?
No, because taking a gift that you know you don't like is worse.
If I give you a banana for Christmas, George, you better act like you. That's the best banana you've ever received.
All right. So here's the question again. Are you violating the spirit of Christmas?
The spirit of Christmas.
If you ask for cash.
Yes.
I think we know where Mo stands on
this. The spirit of Christmas.
Lisa is on the telephone. And Katie, Lisa, are you violating the spirit of Christmas if you ask for cash?
I don't think so, because there are things that some people need that you just can't buy.
See?
And some people don't know exactly what you want. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Right now, I'll give my boys like a gift card or cash or whatever, anything that they need, because I don't know exactly what they need.
You're not thoughtful. That's fine. That's fine.
You call Lisa.
Yes, 100%.
Not
thoughtful. Lisa, I think that's very thoughtful. They can get what they want instead of pretending like they like something.
In East Bernard, hey, Melissa, it says here you've already bought for your boyfriend. That means you had something in mind that you got for him. Are you violating the spirit of Christmas by asking for cash?
Not at all. As adults, sometimes maybe I need 2 new tires for my vehicle and I can't expect somebody to go and buy them. I would like to purchase them myself, but that would be a great Christmas gift because it is helping me out.
Helping you out. Yeah. So, hey, mom and dad, wrap up a couple of tires.
Exactly. Melissa, she's just wrong. She's wrong.
Yeah, I'm with Melissa on that one.
All right, Mercedes in Houston, tell us, are you violating the spirit of Christmas by asking for cash?
No, I agree. Sometimes you don't know what to buy. Mm-hmm. I just had my daughter's birthday and she gave me a whole list and she just asked for money and gift cards.
That's
for
right. You still have time to turn it around and be a better mother.
No!
And teach her
Mercedes,
the spirit of
do
giving.
Not listen to her.
There's still time. Lay the foundation.
I don't want her to be upset and not wear. I mean,
well, you
like
have
me,
to be the
so.
Mom. So sometimes they're upset with you. You can't be their best friend.
No, Mercedes. You are absolutely right. This is about her enjoying her Christmas.
Exactly. Getting what she wants. We were at a party over the weekend, and this was a big topic of discussion.
Which part?
About asking for cash, even instead of gift cards, because a couple of the parents said that their 20-year-old son told his grandparents, here's my Venmo.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen the PowerPoint presentation.
That's great.
Jen is on the phone. Jen, is it violating the spirit of Christmas to ask for cash?
100%.
Oh, it is violating. Okay.
I think Mo is my spirit sister because...
You're
seriously, I'm done shopping.
I buy what I want to buy, what I think they would like. If it's another day, hey, cash is fine. But
okay, but Jen, what if
Jesus what he wanted?
The spirit of Christmas, which is the point of the
question. The wise men didn't ask Jesus what he wanted.
You're right, exactly. That's the point. The spirit of Christmas.
Hey, Jesus, do you want a drummer boy? How about a drummer
right,
boy?
Exactly.
You know that's what every baby needs? Every
Christmas. Hang on, we're running out of time here. One more.
Ricky is in Cyprus. He's done shopping, or she. Ricky, hey there. Are you violating the spirit of Christmas by asking for cash?
Boy, howdy. All I hear is me, me, me. Greed, selfishness.
Okay. That's, I'm surrounded by it.
Why even wrap a gift then?
Okay.
Exactly. You can't wrap cash.
This morning, the final verdict morning. Okay.
Are you violating the spirit of Christmas by asking for cash? Three people said no.
There you go.
That's jury duty.
You notice how she said three people said no.
No, you lost.
And George and Eric, exactly. So that's five.
You lost.
I lost. Jury duty, I lost.
Me.
That's what you said. It's my present. It is the present for me. You don't deserve presents.
All right. That's jury duty. We do it every morning. And believe it or not, there's no right or wrong answer. Time for the 10-minute tune this morning. You know how the 10-minute tune works. Every day, Eric with a K takes a topic that you call in, and he creates a song off of it. And he does it all in 10 minutes. It's an amazing thing to be part of. And you get to be part of it because you give us the suggestions this morning.
713-881-5500. Colin is on the phone. Colin's 12 in Atascocita. Colin, what do you think Mr. Eric should sing about?
Having to go to school on your birthday. Because it's my birthday today.
I was just about to ask, yeah.
So many birthdays today. Is it fun to be at school on your birthday?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because you get to have a snack.
Yeah, like cupcakes or something, right, Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a call last week from a girl who said she was sad because her birthday is in July or whatever.
Right.
And she never gets to do that. So, Colin, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Embrace it
Celebrate.
Today.
But I have a test today.
Oh, test boom. On your birthday. That's right. Poor planning.
I was going to say.
I blame your mom. Just kidding.
Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you wanted to talk with Eric this morning. What do you want him to sing about?
Okay, so I'm thinking sick kids.
It sounds like dad has it too.
Yeah, I got three. I got one in high school, a middle schooler, and an elementary school. And if one isn't sick, I got two of them that are sick.
Oh, I am feeling this. This is what I was dealing with all weekend long.
I mean, I'm actually suffering from a little something right now, but like, so it's right on the forefront of my mind.
Yes.
Sick kids.
And you have that to look forward to, Eric. It never gets better.
Yay. That's good. Thanks, Jeremy. Wow. You're really a ray of sunshine this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys.
I hope you feel better, man. Thank you for the call and the suggestion.
Hey, I hope I feel better, too, soon.
So, he makes me want to blow my nose. Sarah and Friendswood, tell us what you want me to sing about today.
People who don't feel the cold. My husband is from Michigan, and he's wearing shorts because 60 degrees isn't cold.
So funny.
The rest of us here in Texas have Ugg boots on.
Yeah.
We got our big, big coats on, everything like that.
So, yeah, we got snow suits on, and he's in shorts making fun of us.
That's so true, Sarah. All right, Eric, I feel like we got some good suggestions today. What are you thinking?
Really good, but top of mind for me is sick kids. I was out sick yesterday with my sick kids. So let's do a song about how kids get everybody sick.
Okay, all right. We'll do kids and their germs. Sick kids. That's the topic this morning. We'll find out what he can create. And it's coming up in 10 minutes here on The Bull. It only takes him 10 minutes to create a song off your suggestion. And this morning, our suggestion came from where, Mo?
It was Jeremy in Cinco Ranch. He said this.
Okay, so I'm thinking sick kids.
Yeah, he sounded congested.
He did. Bless his heart. We get it.
What did Eric say? He said he wanted to go blow his nose for him. After hearing
We have plenty of Clorox wipes wiping up from this guy. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
He's got sick kids at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sick yesterday.
You can relate to this.
Yep. This is all about how kids get it first, then they bring it home to us, and then the whole house
down
is nasty. So
okay.
I'm going to ruin Shaboozy for everybody.
Nope.
And every time you hear Tipsy, you are going to think of this song. I'm sorry.
I cannot.
It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
My children are so nasty. They're always catching a cold. They can't keep their gross fingers from picking their snotty nose. Kids are virus factories. Then they bring it all home to us. The whole family is sneezing. Everybody feels nauseous. One of us has a tummy ache that is sore. One is sleeping all day and they snore. One of us is coughing, sweating on the floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone cook me up some soup, I'm feeling sniffly. My temperature is through the roof and I'm wishing my stupid kids didn't share their germs with me. Everybody in the house getting sickly.
Actually, I like that one.
Sickly.
Everybody in the house getting sickly.
You know why I like it so much?
Why, George?
Because I don't have kids getting sick in the house anymore. That's why I like it so much.
He's like, blah, ha, ha.
Not in that phase of life anymore. Thank you all. Well done, Eric. Well
done. Thank you.
Nice job. I think there are a lot of parents that'll want to download that one. And keep it handy for the holidays, too, all right? You can get it off our podcast. Just go to the Audacy app. If you haven't downloaded it, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
Y'all, my littles had their first Santa encounter last night.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Did they survive? I will tell you up next.
Actually, Mo, I picked that song out just for you because the question this morning is, what was Mo thinking last night? Mo took the kids for their first visit with Santa last night.
I'm sweaty just thinking about it because that is just really something. I know it's early, but zoo lights out at the zoo, Houston Zoo.
Oh, yeah. You don't say the zoo lights are at the zoo.
They're at the zoo. They start on Friday, and so they had a member preview last night. So I was like, okay, I guess we're going to try and go during member preview, which just happened to be last night. But it's a whole production, right? And so I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. We've done it for the past 4 years, even before we had kids.
Okay.
You go this night, they have booze, and you can see Santa and get your pictures, like check it off your list, right?
Okay.
So we go last night, and I'm unprepared for how Sailor, my three-year-old, is going to handle Santa. Like, we've talked it up, we know about the situation, you're going to give him your letter, all this stuff, but I knew she was a little timid about it. She didn't want to sit on his lap.
Right, exactly. Well, I get that. Right, yeah, you get that.
Yeah. Not forcing
Santa's
it.
A big thing.
Correct. Yeah. Do whatever you want, girl. Like, whatever. And I thought I thought Briggs was just going to be like high-fiving Santa.
How old is Briggs again?
Briggs just turned 2 last week.
Okay, 2 years old.
Okay, start with Sailor. Can you start with Sailor?
Sailor stayed in the stroller while we set up a family picture. Like, so my husband, the plumber, myself, and the baby were all in the picture.
Okay.
The baby, Briggs, was crying.
Okay.
Okay, to be fair. So I'm holding him. I'm not making him have any interaction with Santa, but he's screaming bloody murder. Which is fine. We're going to get a picture. This is a memory. We're going to move on. So Sailor's still in the stroller. Well, then she sees that I'm cool with Santa. Dada's cool with Santa. So she decides to get out of her stroller and sit at Santa's feet on a little stool.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Not crying, not upset.
You're right. She's just smiling. On the stool, she can see him. She's close to him.
Right.
Okay.
But she could punch him if she needed
to. Exactly. Get a family picture. Baby screaming, Sailor smiling, happy. So I start walking away. That's when Sailor steps in and is best friends with Santa Claus.
What? Oh.
Best.
Really?
Friends, y'all. She is talking his ear off. Luckily, there was no one else in line because he's talking to her. She's not only reporting what she wants for Christmas, she's also reporting what her brother, who's screaming, wants for Christmas. It is just like the sweetest thing. And then the photographer there at the zoo got the best picture. Check your phones. I just texted it to you.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
So. You really did. That just came in. That was like great timing.
Santa, he's my dude. Y'all, can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh.
She's hugging Santa, and somehow the photographer got like the hug, and it's Sailor's face Santa just embracing the hug, the side of Santa's face, and she looks like an angel baby.
She does look like
I'm like, who is that angel baby?
You know what's funny, though, is it was only the second you were gone. She was like, all right, now she's out of here. Now we got her out of the way. Listen, Santa, here's what I want.
So did Briggs ever stop crying?
No,
did you get a great picture with Santa and Briggs?
No, we got the screaming one, which is 2 years in a row. We have screaming.
You had 2 years in a row of Briggs screaming at Santa.
Yep. So we'll try again next year, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's really something, but I'm sweating just talking about it again. Oh, y'all, it's a real thing.
I love Sailor, but every time she's here, she's very timid.
Right.
She talks to us on FaceTime all the time. She's very outgoing, but as soon as she gets here, she's very timid, and I just realized we need to get you out of the picture.
Seriously?
And we're going to be best friends.
We'll throw you out of the studio next time Sailor comes by.
Too funny.
It's Christmas time. Getting kids pictures is top of the list for everybody. So thank you, Mo. Now, coming up here on the Morning Bullpen Show, we have some good news to share. Do you have good news in your world? We always love to share it. Maybe a new promotion. Maybe something going on with your kids. 713-881-5500.
Here we were in the back of that old C-71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Dusted up boots and howled a perfume buzz. That sea forever sky wasn't as high as us. Yeah, our hearts would beat faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
With George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
We're going to Alvin today. Michelle tried to take $100 from Mo. And here's how you get it, Michelle.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Michelle?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Now, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, okay?
All right, get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Take a breath, Michelle. Take a breath.
You got this. Here we go. Five country-related trivia questions, Michelle, and they start right now. Question number one, who had a hit asking for divine driving intervention with Jesus Take the Wheel?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Question number two, saddle up. Name the big and rich song that inspired a generation of country girls to reconsider their primary means of transportation.
Ooh, I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Question number three. Shania Twain and Reba McEntire both have been made into their own Barbies, and everyone now thinks that the new Western Chic Barbie is going to be based on what Louisiana singer?
Mm.
Shania Twain? I don't know. Oh, God, I have no idea.
Question number
four. I'm terrible.
You're doing fine.
I think Eric had it right. Take a breath here. Question number four. Post an alert, although he did have some help. Can you name this big country artist that went from throwing chairs to finally getting his Grammy nomination?
Is it Post Malone?
Question number five. A cruise line in Spain just added two country music-themed cruises for 2026. Is Spain part of A, Asia, B, Europe, or C, the Middle East?
Europe. It's, I know geography.
Let's give Mo back in.
All right, Mo, welcome back. Michelle knew geography, but not that much about country. She got two out of the five.
Are there geography questions today,
then? There are.
Well, I'll leave.
Now Mo's the one that's sweating. Michelle, she's going to be the one nervous. All right, Mo.
It's an easy one.
Here we go. Question number one.
Uh-huh.
Who had a hit asking for divine driving intervention with Jesus Take the Wheel?
Jesus Take the Wheel was Carrie Underwood.
That is correct. Carrie Underwood.
Okay. She got it right, so it's 1-1. Then the wheels fell off.
Stop.
Question number two.
Okay.
Saddle up. Mm-hmm. Name the big and rich song that inspired a generation of country girls to reconsider their primary means of transportation.
I'm going to guess you're talking about Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
That would be correct.
I
should
have known that.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle, you passed on it. So it's 2-1. Mo's winning.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Shania Twain and Reba McEntire have both been made into their own Barbies.
Yes.
But everyone thinks that this new Western Chic Barbie is going to be based on what Louisiana singer?
Louisiana singer, I'm going to guess Lainey Wilson.
It is Lainey Wilson.
Okay, good that one, good correct. One. That'd be really cute.
Yeah. All right, 3-1, because she passed on that one as well.
Post an alert, because he did have some help. But can you name the big country artist that went from throwing chairs off the top of buildings to finally getting a Grammy nomination?
Morgan Wallen?
It is Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Yes, good that hint. Clue is a little tricky, Michelle. So you said Post Malone, 4-1.
Oh, yeah, the beginning said Post.
I wasn't thinking it was Post Malone anyway. I was just giving it a shot.
I was just throwing out an answer. All right, question number five, Mo.
Okay.
A cruise line in Spain just added two country music-themed cruises for 2026.
Uh-huh.
Is Spain part of A, Asia, B, Europe, or C, the Middle East?
I don't know.
Come on, Mo.
You don't know.
Not the Middle East.
No.
The first one was what?
Asia or Europe?
I don't know. This feels like a trick question. Spain?
I need an answer, Mo. Come on.
I don't.
Just say one.
Maybe Asia.
It is actually Europe.
Oh,
so, yeah.
No,
so
I'd
you got
no
that
idea.
One wrong. Doesn't matter, though.
All right.
Keep your money.
Hey, that makes me feel a little bit better.
The final score was 4-2, and Mo kept her money. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Mo knows country.
Not geography.
Not my country. I know one country.
All right. Michelle, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
My name is Michelle, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning at 8:20 here on The Bull.
Mo on the Menu is taking a life of its own, to be fair. We're going to talk to someone from a local eatery who wants to put me on their menu.
Yum.
I guess we will have to explain. That's coming up next.
Maybe you've heard of our new initiative. Okay, just me and Eric's initiative. to get Mo on the Menu here in Houston. If you have a restaurant or know somebody who has a restaurant and they would put Mo on the Menu, You can get a shout out. Just like Ryan from Presley's is on the phone this morning. Ryan is the operations manager. And Ryan, you say that you want to put Mo on the menu?
We definitely want to put Mo on the menu.
So you know what this means, right? We want to actually change the menu to feature our very own Mo, who has not been honored by the city of Houston the way we think she deserves to be honored.
Ryan, I thought you and I were friends. I come to the restaurant all the time. I just mind my own business.
I'm doing this because we're friends.
And Ryan, you agree. She deserves this honor, don't you?
She definitely deserves it. Oh, but she deserves to have the menu item of her choice. The entree, the sides, everything with her name on it.
Wow.
Oh, so you're not just going to rename something you already do. You're talking about creating something brand new just for Mo.
Creating something, yes. If we have to bring it in, we bring it in. You know we cook fresh, so whatever it needs.
Ooh. Dang, that's a lot of pressure.
Mo, what's your favorite Southern food? Because that's what they do there.
I know. They do chicken fried chicken. They do it right. They do the fried shrimp. I don't know. This is hard. I already like everything on their menu.
What about just gravy? What if the gravy is named
Ew,
after her?
That is so disgusting. Mo's gravy.
Ryan, no, this is a great idea. So she needs to think about what would be like a good item for her to have. And you all would consider creating that item. I love this idea. Tell us a little bit, if people aren't familiar with Presley's, tell me a little bit about what you do.
So we are a Southern Good Eatery right here in the Heights off of 19th Street and T.C. Jester. Home cooked, everything's fresh, never frozen.
Great drinks. Yes. And
great drink, yes.
A playground that is enclosed for my children to run like feral.
That is correct. And if you still want to drink while you're on the patio, we do have a patio bar outside.
Boom!
He's way too smart for Mo to be featured on the menu.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I love them.
Mo, we might even be able to create a drink after you that pairs with your...
Okay, now we're talking.
Maybe
see what
the Mogarita?
The Mogarita.
Hey, Ryan, you know you haven't won yet. We're going to take all the submissions and we're going to decide which restaurant wins. But I want to throw a huge party for Mo at whoever wins. Are you okay with us having a big party there?
I'm definitely okay with that.
Okay, and that's going to be no cost to the restaurant. We're doing all this just because we want to feature Mo.
Oh, of course.
And by feature, he means embarrassed.
Nope.
Embarrassed.
Pay tribute to.
Which is why Ryan called.
Hey, we have TV screen menus. Don't worry. We'll put your picture next to the menu.
Oh, yes.
You're
the worst.
Yes. I love it. All right, if you want to be involved, all you have to do is go to The Bull Houston. Tell us about your place, what you would do to get Mo on your menu here from 100.3 The Bull.
Coming up next, what is the place you visit just to keep your spouse happy? Like,
I have a couple that I can mention.
Well, I mean, I've been to Best Buy a few times just to make him happy. Men, you shopping at Home Goods? Where do you spend time just to keep your relationship intact? We want to know. 713-881-5500. We'll talk that coming up next.